This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. And now, birds. A third of all migratory birds destined for the U.S. move through the state of Texas each spring, making the state a hotspot for bird watchers from all over the U.S. and beyond when migration is in full swing during April. Many birds stop along the Texas Gulf Coast, where enthusiasts can identify species of migrating warblers and nesting waterfowl. As bird watching grows in the U.S., so does spending, and local hotels, restaurants, and gas stations stand to benefit. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has this one on the economic impact of birders.
About 80 miles southeast of Houston in the small unincorporated community of High Island along the Bolivar Peninsula, local birder Winnie Burkett takes me on a tour of the Boy Scout Woods Sanctuary.
You hear it? It's a blue-headed vireo. It's probably just come in. We haven't had any reported this morning. This is about the time of day birds start to come in.
It's midday at this Audubon-owned bird sanctuary, one of four in High Island. Birds come to rest and eat here after they fly across the Gulf of Mexico from the Yucatan Peninsula.
And that's why bird watchers come, because this can be a place that you can see all the eastern warblers. And you can see painted buntings and indigo buntings, and you can see tanagers and orioles.
Today was slow at the Boy Scout Woods Sanctuary because of wind conditions. Still, by noon, some 120-odd people bought day passes. She reads where some people traveled from in the guest book.
College Station, California, South Carolina, Los Angeles, Olympia.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service estimates some 43 million people traveled to birdwatch in 2022, up from 18 million in 2011. In that same time, spending on wildlife watching, which is a lot of birding, nearly quintupled to $250 billion. And that spending plays out in communities across the country.
From the middle of the March, I see birders around.
I reach Priya Fernandez at the High Island Mart gas station. She says hungry birders help pick up business before summer high season, buying chips and sandwiches. She can spot the birders by their distinctive markings.
You know how they dress, right? They're mostly like in the khaki pants and tops and their hats on, and they come mostly by the bug sprays.
And birders don't just need snacks, beer, and bug spray. They also need gear.
There aren't a lot of places to try binoculars before you buy them.
I catch up with Chris Heisinger at the Smith Oaks Bird Sanctuary, also in High Island. He sells binoculars here during spring migration as part of his Houston-based business, Land, Sea, and Sky. He scoped out birders as a target market when he bought the business.
We really went after a lot of the bird festivals. So whereas in 2017 or 2016, we were only going to one festival each year in Texas. Now we go to, I think, seven festivals in Texas.
He says birding gear went from roughly 10% of his business to 50%. Also at this sanctuary is birder Judy Dobler. She especially loves the rookery.
Where all the big birds, the egrets, the spoonbills, cormorants, everything big is nesting there. So you can see them all easily and see the birds turning their eggs and the egrets hatching. It's just cool.
She's traveled to High Island in her RV and is from Spokane, Washington.
I came here as a tourist last year, and this year I'm here for the month of April as a volunteer.
For some, birding is not simply a hobby, but a way of life. In High Island, Texas, I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.